You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wait, hold on. Before you say that, he's saying in my headset as we play this song.
What?
Which is a great summer song, of course.
That's a great song.
And he goes, what movie do you think of when you hear the song? And I was like, there isn't one that comes to mind. Is there a movie that comes to mind when you hear that song?
Was that in the Stern song, in the Stern movie, or was it 48 Hours? Like an 8?
It was a New York-based movie.
Yeah.
Starred Bruce Willis.
Was it the...
Samuel L. Jackson.
Was it really?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Never saw it.
My God.
Yeah, I never saw it.
That's one of the best action films of all time.
I can't believe you've never seen it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't remember the song of the movie, but I love the movie.
It's the opening scene when the bomb goes off.
Yeah.
I just saw Die Hard for the first time over the winter, I believe, where I was like actually made up. I've seen bits and pieces of it over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And then this past, I don't know if it was holiday season or whatever, but I feel like during the winter, it was on. And I was like, you know what? Let me just watch it. So I watched the first one through. And it just drove me nuts that he was doing the whole thing barefoot. Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
that's what bothers me.
Yeah, it bothers me. Like, I don't even want to walk outside, period, without some kind of sandals on or something. I've never seen the second. Have you seen them all?
Yeah. Yeah. Great, great underrated, you know, action hero. I mean, everybody else, you got like Schwarzenegger, Stallone, hopped up on steroids, Van Damme, whatever his name is.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, Jean-Claude.
Steven Seagal.
They had a real fight, I think, Seagal and Claude.
Jean-Claude.
And I believe Seagal got absolutely smoked.
I think they both got smoked.
No, I think they fought each other.
Like in a cage or something? Or?
No, I think it was a street fight.
What?
Yeah. Like really tarnished Seagal's reputation, in the fight game.
I believe it was somebody else. I think it was Chuck,
not Chuck Norris.
No, I think it was the bodyguard Chuck something else. I'm blanking his last name, but he knocked
Chuck Zito.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. From Oz, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I believe he either laid out Seagal or Van Damme when they were at a bar. Like he came up, said something nice to him, and then they kind of blew him off, and he gave him a piece of his mind, if you know what I mean, with his fist.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be best around any of those
guys. Are those guys, are you kidding me? One clench of the finger, they could kill you. I mean, like nine-tip black belts, those dudes.
I feel like maybe I did meet Chuck Zito. Was he a part of the Ima show at all?
I don't remember him being.
He was floating around with Stern. He floated maybe with Opie Anthony, but he was around like visibly with a bunch of crews locally in New York for a while.
I feel like I might have, maybe he was buddies with Sid at some point.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
I feel like I had some kind of encounter, you know, whatever, just met him once, Chuck Zito. Years ago. Dove, you would remember. No, you don't remember Chuck Zito?
He's not even listening to the show.
Yeah,
he's going to remember.
I am listening. I don't know who he is.
Okay, all right.
He thinks you're talking about the pitcher for the A's.
Barry Zito.
I'm not letting you slide on that, by the way. You lost a lot of brownie points with me for the Die Hard stuff.
Yeah,
you're
that's
done.
A rough one, so.
You're done. This is
that's
you,
a, that's
you're
a man's
obsessed
movie.
With Rocky. Die Hard is up there with Rocky.
It's
the
phenomenal.
Same era. You're an ass clown.
I pulled a get the hell out of here with that. It's not on the level of Rocky. I pulled a Rocky analogy with Piazza live on the at Fanatics Fest there on the Baseball Night New York.
Did he get it or did it go over his head?
He did get it. Meanwhile, Franco and Keenan Thompson were looking at me like I was
John Franco didn't get it?
Yeah, Franco. I forget exactly what he said, but Piazza said something about, because I was asking about, were you did you know it was over for you? Did your body just give way? I was basically saying, like, if you had the luxury of a DH, maybe some of the wear and tear. And he's like, well, we did have the DH with Interleague. I'm like, no, I'm talking about your National League player, the bulk of your career. If you had the luxury of being a DH, maybe you could have preserved a few more years. So he's talking about, like, he just didn't have the fire in the cage anymore. The fire in the belly, right?
Uh-huh.
Which made me think. I go, oh, dude, the Balboa movie. And he got it. And
he got it.
Johnny was like, Rocky. I forget what he said. But
Johnny, it's a bad job out of Johnny. Italian from Staten Island?
You know what I'm talking about. Brooklyn, but now, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Of course. But when he's talking to his son.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he had to get the beast out.
Yeah.
I love that movie. And yes, I love those lines. So Piazza was kind of talking about that.
Poor Mike.
Yeah, exactly. But crazy to see, like, you know, my TV movie hero Rocky, but it was in reality with my reality baseball hero Piazza talking about how he had that monster in a cage, that belly in a beast.
All the Sal's wacky worlds intersecting.
Yeah, it was great. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Anthony's in East Brunswick. What's up, Ant?
Sal, what are you talking about? You've never seen Die Hard until last week or Christmas?
I have not been up on the Die Hard movies. I'll take the hour.
Yeah. This is you know, I call you a bunch of times, I love you. This hurts because that doesn't even make any sense. Are you sure that you're not forgetting that you watched it? Because
I've seen it over the years, like I said, in bits and pieces. Maybe it was on TV with my father. We watched. I never got into it. I have seen the first one.
And to say that it's not even up there with Rocky is crazy.
All right, well, I'll let BT answer that, and thank you for the call. Because
Rocky's better.
Hey, come on.
No, Rocky's better. There's no doubt. I'm going to get you back on that. Rocky's better. That's a different genre. I think it's a guy's movie. I think it's the quintessential guy's movie. So I popped up. Now, granted, this is a subjective compilation of the best 101 guy movies. We're not running through 101, but I want to give you a little quiz here.
Right.
Tell me yes or no if you saw the movie, because now I think we got to check on the most rudimentary level.
Before you do this, how many diehards are there? Three?
Oh, there's at least three. Was there a fourth one?
I think there's five.
Five?
The fourth one, I did actually a screening with, and I did the red carpet. I hosted the red carpet. Bruce Willis, Kevin Smith was in it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember who else
was. For Stern, you did this?
K-Rock, whatever it was at the time. K-Rock. Right. And then there was a fifth one, and I don't even remember that. That wasn't very good.
Was he in it? Was Bruce in it?
Bruce was in all of them, yeah.
I don't know the fifth one.
All right, I'll go back and watch them. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, Scarface, yes or no?
Yes, I've seen that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I've seen that. Yes.
Hold on, understanding who was in the movie or seeing a scene. I mean,
I've watched the movie. Now I can't say that it was more than once.
Okay,
but I watched the movie, and it was one of those where, like, this is I'd say probably 15, 20 years ago. Probably,
oh boy,
however long it was. But I went back and watched it because I didn't see it when it first came out.
So, Fair enough. Number two is Die Hard. We just hit that.
Number two on the list.
Yeah, it's an all-time guys movie, dude. Number three is Easy Rider.
I can't believe you, Sal.
I didn't even think it was that good, honestly.
You shrunk. People call you short. You just shrunk more.
Go ahead, what else?
I didn't see this, and I think I really should, and I think I've known this for a while. Easy Rider. It's from the late 60s.
Never seen it.
Two bikers head from L.A. to New Orleans, open country, desert lands. Along the way, they meet a man who bridges a counterculture gap. Jack Nicholson, Dennis Hopper, Fonda. I mean, I got to see that one. The Godfather.
Yeah, of course.
Caddyshack.
Yes. Sure. Yes, okay. Yes, I've seen that.
National Lampoon's Animal House.
Yes.
Can you quote it? Like, if I'm not going to make it, but if I, you know, do you know the character's
name? I've seen that enough to know enough about it, yes.
Have you seen The Usual Suspects?
Yeah, is that with Kevin Spacey?
Yes.
Great movie.
That's a phenomenal movie. That's Goodfellas.
That's a guy movie?
I think so.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah. Goodfellas, of course. Have you seen Shawshank?
Yes, love that.
I know you love Wedding Crashers. You referenced it.
That's a guy movie?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. That's a loose. Yeah. They stretch the boundary. Right. That's both. I'm with you on that. The music.
Yeah.
Fight Club.
I have not seen that one. I wish we watched it. It came up the other day. I was like, you know what? I haven't seen Fight Club. My wife's like, what? You haven't seen Fight Club? We almost watched it the other day. So it's on my list, but I have not seen that.
Honestly, I got two or three more for you. Heat. Which was a mid-90s Pacino with Val Kilmer, De Niro.
It came as part of I bought a DVD box set of De Niro movies, and it came apart. I think I did watch it once, but I couldn't name anything about
it.
It
is 3 hours, so you have to give it 3 hours to watch it.
It is a long movie, that's true. That's 2 hours and 50 minutes. Raiders of the Lost Ark, of course, you had to see that.
Yeah, I've seen them all.
Jaws?
Yes.
All?
Yeah. Well, maybe not the latest one that just came out.
No, I don't mean that one.
Yeah.
And the last one, First Blood. Rambo.
I have not seen that.
What?
I have not seen Rambo, no.
Ah, this guy needs some help with certain
things.
Hold on,
I just got to correct something. But I just got to correct something. There wasn't a new Jaws that just came out. It's the 50th anniversary of it. But
no. He was talking about Indiana Jones.
Okay. But then I asked Jaws. I said, like, all of them. Because there was one of them was in 3D.
Yes,
like,
that was Jaws. Great. Dennis Quaid was in that one.
I think I've seen the first two of Jaws. Is there any more?
There's four.
Oh, there's at least three. And there's four. The fourth was the 3D, I think.
No, third was 3D. One, that's they true. Were like SeaWorld.
The fourth one was where the shark infiltrates with Shamu.
All right, so the ones that I have. Haven't seen.
How stupid is that?
Fight Club,
ugh.
The Die Hards.
Ugh.
What was the other one? Major one? Oh, Rambo.
Let's see. You have not seen Heat.
Rambo Heat. Of those four.
You haven't watched Rambo?
No.
I have not seen Rambo. No.
I met Sylvester Stallone. He's shorter than you.
I love Sylvester Stallone. He's Rocky, not Rambo. In my room.
I'm with you on that, too.
Yeah.
I liked Rambo. I didn't love Rambo. Like, I liked it. I mean, there's nothing. I could watch Rocky on loop all day for the rest of my life like a complete loser.
Same thing. I'll go back and watch a Rocky marathon again before I've seen all Rockies five different times. I haven't seen Die Hard once.
Uh-huh.
I did see The Materialist yesterday. Let's see that.
I have not seen that. You went to the movies with whom?
My wife.
Oh, she dragged you there for that?
With grandma.
Oh.
So I bought the ticket. She was telling me all week long, like, okay, this is the movie I want to see. We'll go out to dinner after, which we did. It was nice. The Materialist or something like that it was called. I just booked the ticket. She's like, oh, did you read about what it was about? I was like, don't need to.
Of course not.
Doesn't really matter because we're going to see it anyway. You know, you want to see it. And it was exactly what you would think a movie that your wife would want to see. Like, I didn't even need to read it. I knew what it was going to be about.
Yeah, but there's some movies that you get dragged into, like The Notebook. I would have never watched that if I wasn't married. It was phenomenal. What's it called? The Materialist or The Mentalist?
The Materialist.
Materialist. Mentalist is a TV show.
Dakota Johnson. Is that her name?
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, that's what she wanted to see because of Pedro Pascal was in it. We've been all about that. The Last of Us.
Is that her hall pass?
She loves Pedro Pascal.
A young New York City matchmaker's lucrative business gets complicated as she finds herself torn between the perfect match and her perfect diet. So it was
rough. I mean,
you know, it's a love triangle, which, it doesn't sound that good at all.
BT and Salad. 888-808-1019, the number to call. We'll come back, reset that way. I got to watch some movies, apparently. Fight Club, I'm putting on that list. Rambo, Die Hard, whatever. I think it's overrated.
Heat.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.